Hi, my name is Raya Nair, and I'm going to read the article Asian Fest Flash Feature, written by Harry Dweck, Matthias Blix, and Patrick Song, and published in the News and Features section of the March 2024 issue of The Tower. On March 8th, in two carefully planned hours of activities and performance, PHS celebrated its 17th annual Asian Fest before nearly 500 attendees. The event was a collaboration between the Mandarin and Japanese classes, as well as the Asian American, Bollywood, Chai, Chinese, Japanese, and Korean clubs. This year's theme, Asian Fashion, was voted on by leaders of PHS's Asian cultural clubs. In preparation, students created posters, designed t-shirts, brainstormed individual club stations, choreographed dances, and coordinated a multicultural fashion show. Mandarin teacher Shi Fenlin has been coordinating this event since it started and feels that it has truly opened her eyes to PHS's immense diversity. Lin emphasized that the event wouldn't have been a success without the entire community's support, including the tech office, the PE department, the world language department, and the PHS administration. We have one shared goal: to share Asian culture with our community. At the Asian Fest, our students can express themselves with our support, and they can do their best. They sing, dance, draw, and design. You can see how talented they are. It's truly beautiful, said Lin. Bollywood Club. At the Asian Fest, the Bollywood Club offered both a cultural station and a Bollywood dance performance. The station offered participants, like Shomali Banerjee, class of 24, the opportunity to receive a traditional Indian plant-based tattoo art known as henna. When I'm in India, I'm around my friends and my family, so I feel close to them. But when I'm here, I don't see any of them, so the henna station is kind of a way to reconnect with my culture, said Banerjee. Later, the club performed songs from three Bollywood movies. Kailani Harrison, class of 24, and Anika Hadop, also class of 24, the choreographers of the dance, strove to make it both accessible to the general PHS audience while still being representative of the tradition. A lot of times, people outside of Indian culture don't understand the words that are in the songs, so they choreographed it so that a lot of hand motions line up with what's being said. It's a cool way to learn about the culture and the language, but also to be able to express yourself through the dance, said Ishan Banerjee, class of 24, Bollywood co-president. To make it a success, Bollywood Club hosted weekly dance rehearsals leading up to the performance, often outside of school. However, a usual club meeting is much more relaxed. Members make rangoli, a traditional Indian art, watch movies, listen to Bollywood songs, and share cultural foods. We bring samosas and we bring snacks that specifically Indian groceries sell, like chocolate crackers. We usually bring them in bulk so that anyone who comes can take some and eat as we do the activities, said Raima Srivastava, class of 24, a member of the Bollywood Club. While Bollywood Club is primarily a place for Indian students to connect over their shared heritage, Miss Middle, the club advisor, emphasized that the club is open to everyone, not just people of Indian descent. We have students from all different origins who come. It's an opportunity for kids from other cultures to learn about a different culture. That's what I like about the Bollywood Club, the diversity of different races that come together in one place. Asian American Club. As one of the main fundraisers and organizers of the Asian Fest, the Asian American Club brought together various different Asian cultures, as well as helping set up the fashion show and run the main food station. We had a bunch of different cultural clubs come together and we put on a fashion show. It helped showcase what different cultures in Asia wear and their traditional clothes, said Ronald Ong, class of 24, president of the Asian American Club. Our food station served traditional Asian foods, such as vegetable lo mein, a Chinese noodle dish, fried rice, and General Tso's chicken. Ong wants the club to be a chill spot, where kids can learn about different cultures. A typical meeting, during break on Tuesdays, consists of eating snacks from various Asian countries and watching a movie. The Asian American Club is basically a lunch club, said Ong. At our last club meeting, for example, we were watching Kung Fu Panda and we had these Japanese mochi bowls with boba inside of them. The club believes that the fest was important for spreading awareness about the different cultures that are part of Asia. One of the key values of Asian American Club is inclusivity. This year, we have two new clubs at Asian Fest and a bunch of old ones. It's important for the clubs to come here to fundraise and showcase what they have done, but it's also about being inclusive of other Asian cultures. Being an Asian American, I think we all tend to be grouped together under the same term, Asian. So I think that this event is just really important to highlight the differences between the individual Asian cultures and showcase their traditions, said Ong. Japanese Club. Also in attendance at the Asian Fest was the Japanese Club, which hosted a series of its own events introducing Japanese culture. The events included an origami folding station allowing participants to fold paper cranes and other handicrafts, a food station serving handmade Japanese foods, and performing a series of traditional Japanese dances. I found their dance and the instruments they used really interesting. How their dancing formation gets thinner as they dance and how they hold the instrument, said William Yao, class of 24. I also enjoyed seeing how they can both bring the culture to you and our school and also bring joy and fun. The food station that the Japanese club hosted served mochi, a Japanese dessert enjoyed during special occasions. Mochi is very important in Japanese culture, said Seigo Iwata, class of 26. It's a type of rice that is smashed together. It's especially important on New Year's and other holidays. It's also just like a part of everyday Japanese snacks. The Japanese club also organized an origami folding station. Interested students could take a sheet of origami paper and fold it into a crane using steps provided on an instruction sheet. Origami is also a very important symbol of Japanese culture as it represents good fortune and longevity. We want people to be able to have hands-on experience with origami and have the same experience as a Japanese student learning to make origami, said Iwata. Through their performances and involvement in Asian Fest, the club aims to not only introduce Japanese culture and lifestyle to the PHS community, but also expand upon our understanding and knowledge of Japanese culture. I think Asian Fest is important, especially because there's such a small number of Japanese people in this school, said Iwata. I feel that not everyone knows in depth about Japanese culture. It's more just anime, pop music, things like that. They don't really know anything more. This is why we want to spread the culture and celebrate the Japanese community.